Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
It is time now for the Rangers Player Show here in the G-Bag Nation on your home of the World Series champs. It's brought to you by Golden Chick and Globe Life. Everyone has beneficiaries. Not everyone has life insurance. Globe Life, who's your beneficiary? As Kamar Rocker joins us now here on your home of the Rangers. And a good afternoon, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Right on, dude. Well, congrats on your debut last week. How did it go from your perspective?
It went well. There's some pitches I wish I could have back, a little bit more efficient with them counts, but overall, I like what I saw.
You looked very comfortable out there for, you know, your first go-around in the show. How did it feel for you?
It felt good. It was intense. I look back at the film, and I don't remember a lot of pitches that I threw, so that just tells you where I was at.
Gotcha. So what's different about trying to get big league hitters out?
Just understanding the counts and understanding when it's time to challenge them and when it's not to, and understanding that they're going to put the ball in play, too.
Dude, it was so much fun to watch you and the movement that you're able to get while throwing super hard. I mean, what about that breaking ball? Can you give us the history of your breaking ball, if you wouldn't mind? Where did you learn it? Did somebody help you with that?
I learned it when I was younger. I had a guy named Matt White. He was my agent still my agent. And we just worked on it since I was in high school. I tried to throw it like a fastball, and over time it developed into something that I had pretty good feel for. And then, since high school, going through college, I just had feel for it, and I trust it. So it's a good pitch.
Not many guys have an agent that can, like, double as a coach. Is that pretty rare?
I couldn't tell you. I just know he played a good bit of pro ball.
Right on.
Hey, Kamar, I played against your father when he was at Auburn, and I kind of see a lot of your toughness from him. I mean, we at LSU, we couldn't block him at all. So he was a nightmare, and I know you were a nightmare for the Mariners the other day. But he was able to come see you play. How special was that for you, for him to take some time off from his job with the Titans and getting to see you play?
It was awesome. I know he's been there from the start. Both my parents have, and I mean, he showed me work ethic. He taught me how to work. He showed me how to be tough, and definitely having poise and body language since I was as early as I can remember being 9 years old. And I'm glad he gave me the toughness that he did, and I get to show it now.
So do you have an NFL team that you root for, or do you root for whoever he's working for? How's that go?
Whoever he's working for. I mean, back then it was whoever's paying the bills. So if I wanted to eat, I was rooting for him.
That's tough. You got to pull for Will Levis as your quarterback now. It's a challenge.
Yeah.
What did you think about that defensive line? They gave you like a big shout-out video on your first start day.
That was big. I got to know his. I've always known his defensive line, been in the meeting rooms, and I haven't got to meet these guys yet, but I'm excited to this year.
Number 80. Where's the number 80 come from?
So So when I went to Vanderbilt, I figured it was like the Excel sheet. Like, I had R as my last name, and I was all the way below, and I had 80 next to my name. And I was like, no way Coach Corbin's going to make me wear 80. So I show up at the field, and 80's in my locker, and I'm like, dang, I'm 80, man, come on. From what I did at Vanderbilt, I decided to keep it.
yeah, good football number as well. Were you a football player?
I was. I played 2 years in high school.
How'd it go for you?
It was good. You know, I think I was coming in my body. I was about 235, then I was probably about 6'3". I just didn't really have any mature muscles at the time, and I think I was growing into myself.
So was there a choice, like, do I want to pursue football or baseball in your mind? How'd that go?
There definitely was. Once I got to my junior year and I started, the draft became a thing, and just getting more looks from people. And being a defensive lineman, a D-end in high school, I needed my fingers. I couldn't afford any broken fingers at that time, so I chose baseball.
I have to imagine those Vandy coaches, football coaches, were coming and knocking on that dorm room door from time to time.
For sure. I would love to help them.
The relationship between you and Jack, going back to Vandy, obviously well-documented, but how special is that now for both of you to experience your first taste of the major leagues together on the same team?
I think it's awesome. I mean, every day you get to wake up and we get to grab breakfast, go to dinner, and little things like that go a long way for me knowing him for so long. And we get to help each other. That's the biggest thing.
Hey, Kumar, the journey you had to make to even get to this point with the rehabs and stuff, and they always talk about how lonely that is. And I know you had people along the way help you, but how was that journey for you? You know, you'd had so much success in your life, and now you have to go through all that.
100%. And I think it comes at a certain point. Like, the highs come with the lows, and the lows come with the highs. And it was great. You know, I got to know myself more. My first rehab was... I really didn't have much. I wasn't on a team at the time, so that was hard. I didn't have people that were in a similar situation. Then the second rehab, I'm signed. I'm on a team. It's a little bit different, and you just get to know yourself a little bit better.
Kumar Rocker here with you on 105.3 The Fan, home of the champs. So starting against this Toronto team Thursday, are you going to be locked in watching the game? Are you like studying, or do you wait for the film? How's that process go?
A little bit of film, which we're going to do here soon. And then, of course, seeing the team play for 2 days is big. I like to see swings. I like to see the players, just how they go about their business. And I try to put my best stuff on the field when it comes Thursday.
What type of superstitions do you have? Game day routines? I know, like, Mad Max Scherzer, he's like one of those guys you can't even get within 10 feet of him when he's starting.
I like to keep it pretty chill. I don't talk much on game days, but I plan on my food pretty accordingly, and I like to be hydrated for sure.
Okay, well, we love the food talk here on this show. So what's the food looking like here for game day?
So far it's been got to eat probably 3 hours before game time. I'll probably eat chicken and rice from Chipotle and just keep it really simple.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
So could you eat Chipotle every single day? I think we just saw a dude do this on TikTok. Like, he had Chipotle 1,000 days in a row and got some special carb.
Hey, man, good for that guy. I like that.
What do you got playing in the headphones on a game day, Kumar?
I'll do music every day except game day. I just like to chill, man.
Raw dogging it on game days. I dig that.
Got to.
You ever raw dog the flight?
You said the flight?
Yeah.
No, never. I got the music going the whole flight.
Oh, any rookie tasks to this point? I mean, I know it's been
rookie tasks. Not yet so far. I know they're coming here soon. I think we're just getting comfortable.
Kumar Rocker with you here on your home of the Rangers. What are your plans for the offseason?
Definitely catch a couple Titans games, go see my family, travel with my mom a little bit, and then start cranking it up near December and January.
How confident are you, Kumar, that you can make the big league team next spring training in March?
With the work I've been putting in these past 2 years, I think I'm pretty confident. I know what I need to do, and I just got to go out there and execute it.
Have you ever had a pitching teammate stronger than you at anything?
Stronger than me in anything? You talking like weight room and
stuff?
Yeah,
I'm talking weight room. Come on.
No, I don't know a pitcher that's in the weights like I am. I've seen some guys squat more than me. I will say I don't squat a lot, but when it comes to upper body stuff, I think I got him.
I'll tell you, your boy Jack, he's from the waist down. He's like a 300-pounder, dude. I bet that guy could squat a brick house.
No, he can't score to break out. At Vanderbilt, it was impressive, man. It was an easy 345, 350 for that guy.
Wow. Okay, what's the Kumar Rocker? We all show up in the weight room. It's just you in there, and we're like, impress us with something. What's the thing you're going to do in the weight room to be like, watch this, boys?
If I had to do it, I'd probably grab those 70-pound dumbbells, and I just say, watch me rep this out.
Just bench pressing that thing, huh?
Yeah.
Kumar Rocker, Rangers pitcher, thank you so much. Congrats on your success, and we wish you nothing but the best, sir.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Let's go. Brought to you by Golden Chick and Globe Life. Everyone has beneficiaries. Not everyone has life insurance. Globe Life, who's your beneficiary?
Yeah, and we're also going to give him a $100 gift certificate to Pluckers. We got 8 of those in the DFW location. So we thanks Kumar and thank the Rangers for providing to us today.
He was outstanding, man. Yeah. It's great. And the thing that really stood out besides his stuff is just how comfortable and, you know, confident.
He looked very easy pitching. Yeah.
He stood up there.
What a laugh, too. His laugh is, I mean, like bracket worthy for all time laughs.
Yeah, it was like cartoon character style.
Amazing.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.